This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, as usual. First of all, let me say this. Welcome to Happy Monday, okay? I wanted to say that. Everybody gets happy on Thursday and Friday. Let Monday be a happy day, okay? Let Monday be the happy day this week. But with that said, friends, I wanted to let you know, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, love to hear from you. Pro or con, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch this live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Jump onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Got our faithfuls over there as usual, and we appreciate every single one of you guys. You can also watch us on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick before we get over to Muslims in U.S. military. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can actually see this article that I wrote last night. It is taking off right now. Pictures are worth a thousand words. And I'm telling you what, you have a picture with over 3,000 words because I got three of them posted right now for you to check it out. But we're going to be talking about Muslims and U.S. military. Folks, this is a recipe for war within, as we have seen. Apparently, the mainstream media, of course, not I'm playing the fool. I'm being facetious to these that expect us all to play the fool. I am not. I do understand as to what's at play here. Also wanted to let you know the representatives, too, as well, expect us to forget the likes of Fort Hood. Everybody remember Fort Hood? Oh, my goodness, a lot of content. But before we get to that, this is what's important. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim Brown just posted this morning, California, just when you didn't think it would get any worse over there, grandson of Muslim terrorist wins congressional primary after filing under fake name. Doesn't anybody think it's a little suspicious as to why Muslims are so encouraged today to run for office? I mean, first you have Rashida Tlaib, you have Ilhan Omar, you have Keith Ellison, and how many others? What were there, 40, 50 of them that were placed last year in government? And I guess Americans just expect the guy in the office to go ahead and deal with them the way that he should, but in fact he is not. You can find that in Article 2, Section 3, because we understand that he should enforce the enumerated laws found in Article 6, Section 2. And again, we're not seeing that in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, we're seeing just the exact opposite. As many know that listen to this show, we found out through the likes of Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, that Donald Trump has increased finances and has literally tripled the tens of millions that go into terror-tied organizations in the United States of America. Now, I just want to say this for a moment, please, if you don't mind. There's a lot of ignorant people in this country. There really is. And if you're not one of them, I'm not talking to you. You know, it's like when my little boys, when I come home and something's wrong, I say, who did this? Well, they all say, I didn't. Well, I just look at all the ones that aren't guilty of it and say, well, I wasn't talking to you, right? If you're on the side of truth, we're in this together. That should be understood on both fronts. But what's interesting here, friends, is we see that the people that are responsible for what's going on in this country right now, for some reason or another, they just don't want to take responsibility. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact of what we've seen under this administration concerning the Muslims and how they're being encouraged to do the things that they're doing. Again, what's happening is they're taking your tax dollars and they're reallocating them to Muslim organizations in the United States of America, such as CARE and others that are Hamas terror tied, and they're funding these organizations under this current administration. Now, what's ignorant here, friends, is the fact that these people come back and say, you're a never-Trumper. You hate Trump. No, I'm for the law. I hate liars. Yes, I do. The Bible says in Psalm 97, it says, you that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. And keep in mind, God is angry with the wicked every day, friends. Don't think that he's soft on crime, because he's not in any sense of the word. The very characteristics of God is and are found in Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97. Psalm 88, Psalm 89. He's known as a judge. Psalm 9. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Read 9:16. Chapter 9 of Psalm, verse 16, when you get a moment as well, you'll understand. But it's amazing how these people will just say, you hate this guy. You just hate. No. I'm standing against his lawlessness the same way it was with Barack Hussein Obama, the same way I was with George W. Bush, the same way I was on, concerning the Clintons. I mean, are you really that ignorant? And I think, folks, people need to understand there is a lot of ignorant people out there. If we were all for the law and we honored the law and understood the price paid for our freedoms, we wouldn't be playing party politics in any sense of the word. But there's a lot of people that are caught up into this unconstitutional game. But without belaboring that, friends, I want to get back to the point here. This is happening in this country because we see the likes of the FBI, not all, but we see the FBI in Minnesota actually working together with CARE, a terror-tied organization in Minnesota here. And we're seeing this across the United States of America as well. People are trying to figure out where these agencies that have been created since September 11th, 2001, dealing with these individuals that mean to come in and that are subversive to the U.S. Constitution and mean to implement Sharia law. Well, everybody's asking that question, friends, and it's quite obvious that they're not on our side to enforce the law. And I say that for the very reason we still have a Rashida Tlaib. We still have Ilhan Omar, busted time and time. You still have a Linda Sarsour. And again, isn't it interesting, the mainstream media, every time they breathe, folks, they have the microphones up to their mouth. They have the cameras right on their face to broadcast their message. You need to begin to ask the question as to who they're working for, friends. And this has been going on in a big way, because this is leveled at we the people in this country, no doubt about it. I mean, if this headline doesn't tell you what needs to be said and explain the question marks, I don't know what is or what will. California grandson of Muslim terrorist wins congressional primary after filing, listen carefully, after filing under a fake name. That's illegal in this country, friends. Okay, that's called lying. It's against the law. You need to be the law and enforce the law, because your representatives aren't. They're attempting to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image, just like the rest of the enemies in this country. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
From Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. As well, friends, you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, jump onto our YouTube page, watch us live, or go to Before It's News. If you'd like to book us at any time, now is the time to do it. We are going to be in Brainerd, Minnesota at the end of the month. We're home for a month, friends, believe it or not. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. 0747. It's also interesting to know, friends, we're about 3 months out, okay? And it's been like this for years in the ministry. So if you want us to come shake, rattle, and roll, you know what? You can give us a call. We can see what we can do. With that said, we're going to need your help in the process. It's your community. Also wanted to tell you, be encouraged, because there's over 119 radio stations across the country that have, in fact, they've made us the number one and number two show in the country, friends, on Genesis Communication Network. So we appreciate that. There's a lot more in favor of this message than many believe. If you'd shut off your televisions and talk to your neighbors, you'd find out just exactly what I'm talking about. But without, again, further belaboring this, friends, I want to get over to this California grandson of Muslim terrorist who wins congressional primary after filing under a fake name. Fake name. Man, they're just, it's a free-for-all, isn't it? You recall that in 2018 we reported that the grandson of a Muslim terrorist filed to run for Congress under a fake name. Well, we've seen this with Ilhan Omar. We've seen with folks, they're subversives. They're committing the act of treason. 68% of those that are coming into America from the Middle East want Sharia law, right? Hello. I just wanted to make sure we all got that little memo before we started rocking the show today, okay? Well, now he has won. This individual who filed for Congress under a fake name the grandson of a Muslim terrorist in California. He has now won the California primary election in his bid for Congress. See, this is what happens when you have a majority of the people that sit back and do nothing but expect their little pawn man to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. It's a fact, okay? Amar Campa Najjar, the grandson of a Muslim terrorist, won the March 3rd primary election in California's 50th district and will move on the general election where he will face Republican Daryl Issa. Now, just keep in mind, friends, remember Daryl Issa. Remember Jason Chaffetz, remember Trey Gowdy, and remember Jim Jordan, the new guy that's in another scandal concerning sex crimes against children, for those that didn't know. Rest assured, these are appointed men because they're extorted men. They'll do what they're told to do. But I want to tell you, Daryl Issa is just as worthless as the rest of them, friends. No prosecutions, zero zilch. They tell the American people what they want to hear, just like Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and Jim Jordan. Let me ask you a question so you can answer it for me. Who has been prosecuted through their alleged grillings that Fox News reports? Crickets, right? You hearing crickets? Exactly. See, and it's the very justice that guards our liberty that's being left off, that's destroying our country. For the record, read Isaiah 51, verse 4. But let's go back to this. So, what was Campa Najjar's grandfather involved in? I remember this as a little kid. I can still remember this in so many different ways. Amar is the grandson of the mastermind of the Munich massacre. You guys all remember that? Amar's grandfather, Muhammad Yusuf Al-Najjar, also known as Abu Yusuf, was a member of the Palestinian terrorist group Black September, which took 11 Israeli Olympic team members hostage and killed them in 1972. Muhammad Yusuf Al-Najjar helped mastermind the terror attack known as the Munich Massacre. Al-Najjar was assassinated for his involvement in the massacre. Amir once referred to his grandfather as the legend on social media. This guy is the guy that just won in California in the 50th district. Running for Congress, filed under a false name, okay, a fake name, and his grandpa was responsible for the terror attacks, which took 11 Israeli Olympic team members hostage and killed them in 1972. Folks, you can't make this up. This is what's happening in your country, and I want to say this, and I want you to hear me carefully, okay? This is on the watch of those that sit back and do nothing but praise the administration. If these people took half as much pain in calling him out for his crimes against we the people and holding to his promises of upholding the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, I'll tell you what, things would change really quick. These are the people that continuously go on and continuously defend the inactions of this current administration. So instead of me defending myself as they call me a never Trumper and I hate Trump and this, no. You know as well as I do that's not the case. You just want to believe what he's saying and you don't want to judge him by his fruit. That's what this comes down to. And you are a part of the problem in this country. Again, I've said it 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it again. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Let me say it again. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And the reason you have a left is because that's the fruit of which you have believed and have been dummied down to believe is the right today. Okay? Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, friends. Let's get back to the Word of God. Let's get back to the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, on Saturday, I actually did a show on a little of what I'm talking about right here. U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs. This might not happen. This is happening. U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs in American military. Should come as no surprise. Keep in mind, friends, representatives in mainstream media apparently forgot about Fort Hood. Well, I'm here to tell you that I have not. On Saturday, I also took the time to make reference to the Word of God, where it says in Judges 5:8 that when the people chose new gods, then war was in the gates. Hey, friends, let me remind you of something. People from all over the globe come to Washington, D.C. and our national monuments. They come to Arlington Cemetery. They go to Philadelphia. They go to Boston. They go to Yorktown and Jamestown's in Williamsburg because they want to know who we are and where it is that we came from and who it is that made us great. And what do they see? In every one of those national monuments, they see the God of our Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no denying it. If there is, we want to know about it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, when the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, he meant just that. There's only one name under heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's my big brother. He's the captain of my salvation, and he is your God. And why do you say that, Bradley? That's very offensive. Good. Let it be offensive. The word offense means anything contrary to God's moral government. Let it offend you to repentance. Okay? Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is, my God is God, and the world knows that my God is God. That's why they come here to know who my God is. Okay? When you get to the point where you have 86% of those that profess to be Christians that allow other people to come in and establish their gods, which, by the way, guess what comes with it? Their government. Guess what else comes with it? Their culture. Guess what else comes with it? Their curse. Isn't that why they left their country in the first place, America? Is because they wanted to be liberated from them chains. And what do you see them do? You see them leave those prospective countries, those cursed nations, to come into America and attempt to do the same. They carry their desolation and their curses with them, don't they? And the American people stand back and they watch and do it. You're ungrateful is what you are. America, you're ungrateful to allow this stuff to happen. Completely. Let me say this. Oh, how the powers that are allowed to, how the powers that be and that are allowed depend upon the short memories of the American people. Oh, let me tell you, they depend upon your short memories, your 4-day span. Let me ask you, who are the enemies of America? Because the last I heard, and for 18 years, we have been inundated by the mainstream media and said representatives with the fact that the Muslims were our sworn enemies. Is this true? Can anybody deny what I'm telling you right now? No. Who told us that? The media did. Who else told us that? Said representatives have said that to us. At this point, we have to ask the question who the mainstream media and our said representatives are working for. Well, we know who they're working for, and it's not us. It's for special interest groups as they continuously sell you out to a global agenda. That is, in fact, what's happening. Now, listen, again, I'm all for immigrants coming into America to assimilate. Totally. Assimilate means to convert to us, right? Yeah. So, again, I'm all for immigrants coming into America to assimilate, and so are the American people. I know they are. You know what this reminds me of? It just came to my mind. It reminds me of how a majority of the American people in this country voted in Barack Hussein Obama because they wanted to believe that he was who he said he was, right? And what does he do once he gets into office? He starts to attack the very people that put him in office. He starts calling them racist. He starts calling them haters. He starts playing the totalitarian game by playing the victim while he was, in fact, the one attacking, right? Nothing new under the sun. This is called communism. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with his top economic advisors at the White House on Monday. Fears about the growing coronavirus threat are again troubling the financial markets.
We've been on this from day one when we first got word from the China CDC about this and have been working aggressively to prepare this country for what we see as a very serious public health threat.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a vaccine and a therapeutic is being worked on aggressively along with border control measures. In an exclusive interview with NBC News, former Vice President Joe Biden says the markets have no confidence in President Trump's ability to handle the coronavirus.
There's no confidence in the president in anything he says or does. He turns everything into what he thinks is a political benefit for himself, but he's actually imploding.
Biden didn't offer any proof to his allegations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just for the record, I'm going back to feed off of some of my live chat friends. Some people are on YouTube right now. It says there's only 25 people watching. Just so you understand this, for some reason or another, YouTube over the last month started messing with our numbers. Just like that of Facebook, just like that of Twitter, just like that of Google. I've had a page up on sonsoflibertymedia.com ranked number 11,000 in the country, and yet if you go to a Google search, you have to punch in the words to get the name up. So they're shadow banning. They're just trying to drive traffic away. The fact of the matter is, Saturday's show had about 540. So after a couple months of doing this consistently with a good signal, we have great growth going on. So we appreciate you guys, but I'm just answering your question. They're just messing with numbers because they want to get you asking why that's the case, when in fact that's not the case. After the show, just refresh Before It's News or Sons of Liberty Media, and you'll see exactly how many are watching even now. I don't know why they're doing that, but we're going to deal with them as well, friends. We got a lot of things in the works right now, and anybody that knows this ministry, it's never just talk. It's never threatening. We do our best to, some might laugh, you know, walk with a light stick, you know, or walk lightly but have a big stick. I'm sorry, that's the saying. Walk lightly but have a big stick. The fact of the matter is we have the law on our side. And there's not one word I've ever published or broadcasted over this radio program where I have violated the Word of God or I have violated the U.S. Constitution. Never one time. Okay. So with that said, I just wanted to make clear on that. I also have another gentleman, a friend of mine, actually, in Minnesota. We're going to be talking about you in just a couple minutes, Mike, on live chat right now. We're going to be broadcasting what we're going to be doing with you on Friday in Brainerd there. But you had said on fire today, you know, or on fire all the time. I can have a conversation at the gas station, and it turns spiritual. I'm on fire all the time. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And I want to tell you why this makes me angry. And it, by the way, it should make you angry as well. But I think of the price paid for our freedoms. That's what makes me angry about this. Someone sacrificed to give me what I have today and what you have today. And the difference between me and so many out there is I'm doing more than just talking about bringing about the answers. They're just hoping someone else does it for them. I'm not that guy. They don't realize that we're going to have to stand before God on that final day. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. They're going to answer for everything they did and what they didn't do. Okay? I want to make sure that I'm clear on that day. Though I don't deserve his mercy or his goodness, I rely on the blood of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Okay? But listen carefully, Mike. David Herbert Lawrence said this: men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children, brought up easy, let it slip away, just like you're seeing today. He said, poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. So I would ask all of you listening to me right now to look at your children. Or put them in thought if you're not with them right now. Or put your grandchildren in thought. And I want you to think about what's happening in this country. Your inaction is only forging the chains of slavery upon your children. And I'm talking to those that do nothing. You're reaffirming the bad guys by you doing nothing to deal with the bad guys. Your apathy, your tolerance, you encourage the enemy to do the things that they're doing. And by the way, that's exactly what we're talking about right now. And getting back to the topic, U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs, representatives in mainstream media apparently forgot about Fort Hood. I want to make a couple points first, and then I'm going to get over to Fort Hood, okay? So you can understand what happened there. I said to you right before the end of the last break, I'm all for immigrants coming into America, and I'm sure many are in this country. However, you find that 68% of them coming into America would prefer Sharia law over American law. Okay, then we have a problem, do we not? And the problem is staring us right in our faces. As a matter of fact, as of December of 2015, these are the most recent updated stats, 5,896 of the 1.3 million active members of the U.S. military self-identify as Muslims. Does the Bible say a little leaven leaveneth the lump? Yes, it does. Absolutely, it does. Oh, and one more point, too. I have to inform and educate those that don't know the difference, because they just take things and they throw things out there that they've heard. They have no idea how to put it into context. They have no idea of its meaning, the pith and marrow of its meaning. Because what I'm addressing here, friends, is there's some ignorant people in this country that may say, well, this is freedom of religion for those that serve in the military to have turbans, beards, and hijabs. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't you do that in their country, first of all, okay? You know that's not going to happen, right? They'll lop your head off, number one. Okay, number two, I want you to understand this. When you look at what's happening here today, it is not freedom of religion, because freedom of religion does not fall to them that mean to establish a foreign government within the United States. This is called subversive treason, and it's a violation of anyone's law on this globe, in the world, friends. It's treason, okay? People are saying, well, I looked at the pictures and these are sick. Well, it's not the point, and you missed the point. It's opening the doors for others to do the same thing. And I know that the sick, S-I-K-H, I know they're peaceful people. I know that they're cool people. But I got to say to them, too, you know what? You're not Indian American, just like the Chinese people that come here. You're not Chinese American, just like the Muslims that come in here to assimilate. You're not Muslim American. You're not African American, those that come from Africa. Those that come from England, what do they call themselves? The England Americans? Come on, give me a break. No, we're Americans. And I challenge you on something. Show me in Scripture, outside of making reference to God's moral law and what's right and what's wrong, can anybody show me in Scripture race war? Anybody? My Bible tells me in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. No, you can't find it. Who feeds this? More than the media, friends. Who feeds this more than those that want to browbeat you into submission? It's unscriptural. It's unscriptural. But the enemy knows that if he can get a house divided against itself, it won't stand. Isn't that right? That's right. Now, on Saturday, if you want to watch that show, you can go ahead and download the podcast concerning what we talked about, U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs. This is what I want to talk about really quick. Representatives in mainstream media apparently forgot about Fort Hood. I want to tell you something. I haven't. On November 5th, 2009, 13 unarmed military personnel are killed and more than 30 others are wounded, nearly all of them unarmed soldiers on a military base. I want you to think about that. On a military base in America, they are not allowed to carry their firearms, their weapons. Isn't that the whole purpose of the military? I mean, that's what I would think, right? 13 unarmed were killed and 30 unarmed soldiers were wounded. When a U.S. Army officer goes on a shooting rampage at Fort Hood in Central Texas, the deadly assault carried out by Major Nadal Malik Hassan, an Army psychiatrist, was the worst mass murder at a U.S. military installation. Guess who had a gun, friends? He did. The Muslim on an American military base. Early in the afternoon of November 5th, 39-year-old Hassan, armed with a semi-automatic pistol, shouted, listen, this is the Muslims within American military. Common sense comes into play. Scripture comes into play. Judges 5:8. When you allow other gods to come in within the gate, there's going to be war. Was there war on November 5th, 2009? Yep. And 13 of our guys were murdered by a Muslim. Right? And guess what? The American people stood down because Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal, the foreigner, and the sodomite, which he out of his own mouth has said and declared and acted out, Matthew 7:16, said it was a workplace violent act. That's what he said. It was workplace violence. And the American people drank it all in. Well, if that's what he said, then, you know, I don't agree with a thing he says. But if that's what he says, it must have been workplace violence then. Did anybody pay attention to the fact that Mr. Hassan was shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, as he was killing our boys on American soil? Did you forget about that, America? Apparently you have. Apparently you have. My goodness gracious. No wonder why people are laughing at us. Folks, by the looks of these people that just sit there and allow this to happen in this country, no wonder, man, that's all they have to do is look at them. That's what encourages the enemy to do what he's doing today. And this was in 2009. America, listen to me carefully. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. An unarmed military base. Here, let me just give you a little history on that real quick. Here are the rules on carrying firearms on Fort Hood. Does your enemy not know this? Oh, and by the way, I do have to tell you this. It was interesting that the Palestinian immigrant who ran a Ronick restaurant and convenience store, graduated from Virginia Tech University, completed his psychiatry training at the Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland, in 2003. He was promoted to the rank of major in the Army, and that July he was transferred to Fort Hood. And people said that he was mysteriously being promoted every step of the way. He was mysteriously being promoted, friends. My goodness. Oh, Bradley. You know, come on. You're going to get on some conspiracy theory now. Well, let me ask you, is it a conspiracy? Yeah, then why would you call it a theory? Oh, because the media, again, that you said that you didn't believe in said so. who has a long history of covering for those that are guilty of committing the act of conspiracy. No, let's not call it for what it is, friends. No, let's just keep pretending until there's none of us left, right? Let's just keep pretending until there's nothing left of us in this country. I mean, after all, we hear the older folks say, you know what? I'm going to be out of here soon enough. What a coward. You're the worst of men. That's why we're in trouble in this country right there. You hand your kids over to their taskmasters. Give me a break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, you know, here's the bottom line. The good news is no matter how much people avoid it, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. Why? Because the truth demands a response. Truth demands a response. God's law is perpetual. It's always at work. It's always at work. The desires of the Lord and the desires of disobedient children are two different stories. It's not His desire that any should perish, but men choose to do so. Again, when you read the book of Jeremiah, just think about it. For 70 years, he warned and he warned and he warned and he warned, and nobody wanted to listen to him until the words started to come to pass, and then they started to freak out. And guess what they did? The people that refused to hear him when judgment was upon them, then they ran over to Jeremiah because now they wanted him to entreat the Lord for them. Nope, too late. And then there was a book of Lamentations. Here's the deal. Then there was a book of Lamentations that was written because the children of Israel didn't want to hear that prophet, Jeremiah. Didn't want to hear him. No, we know better than God does. You know, hey, false prophets tell you what you want to hear. Real ones tell you what you don't want to hear. That's the fact of the matter. That is the gift of prophecy. Look in the New Testament as well as the Old. That's why they were killed, friends. Talking about U.S. military members in turbans, beards, and hijabs. Representatives and mainstream media apparently forgot about Fort Hood. Guess what, friends? I haven't. I wanted to highlight this really quick, and then I'm going to go over to Fort Hood to show you how they were disarmed. And I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? In the aftermath of the massacre on November 5th, 2009... where this Muslim, Hassan, by the way, he's sent up for execution 10 years later. Interestingly enough, Hassan was shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He killed 13 soldiers and wounded 30 others that were disarmed. But I want you to listen to this, and then I'm going to get to the next point. In the aftermath of the massacre, reviews by the Pentagon, right? Yeah, we trust you, right? And a U.S. Senate panel, you know, yeah, we trust you too, found Hassan's superiors had continued to promote him despite the fact that concerns had been raised over his behavior, which suggests that he had become a radical and potentially violent Islamic extremist. Do you think he didn't plan on doing what he did? Oh, you know he did. But there's all the good people in government disarming our own military on our own military bases. And they should be held accountable for every single death, friends. And by the way, there's good representatives in the United States of America that are actually passing bills right now that if you were to get hurt in a gun-free zone, the people that put those gun-free zones up, which, by the way, are unconstitutional for the record, right? They're held accountable for the deaths of innocent people, right? That's right. That's right. Take their game and shove it right down their unlawful throats, friends. That's how you win the game. Oh, Bradley, don't you have the gift of diplomacy? I don't. I just don't. I'm going to highlight this stuff and I'm going to let you go, okay? And I promise I'll give you at least 5 minutes. It's important that we do. Soldiers on all military installations, including Fort Hood, are not armed while on post. What's your first thought?
Well, this is the military. They all are on a military base.
And they work for we, the government, are armed, yes.
Do we not call them the armed forces?
Yes.
I would think that on the base, they would definitely be armed and prepared. That's what they're there for.
But after this massacre took place, Stephanie, they listened to the guy that they knew was a criminal in the first place, Barack Hussein Obama, who, by the way, was found gun running along with Eric Holder's attorney general, where they're responsible for 300 deaths over in Mexico because they wanted to blame the American people for our crimes. And yet they're being promoted today. They're not being indicted, just for the record, right?
Yeah.
But what's interesting to note about that is Barack came in and he just soothed everybody's ruffled feathers by telling them it's workplace violence. Does anybody realize that our guys in the military, our sons, our uncles, our dads, our grandpas, our uncles, our friends, our neighbors, are disarmed in the armed services, America? That's what you call a sitting duck. Is that what happened in Fort Hood? It's exactly what happened. And what are we going back to, friends? You know, what people need to understand what's going on here is the foreigners are coming into the military in America, and they're not assimilating to our ways. They're demanding that you assimilate to their ways. They're not adhering and assimilating to our culture. They're demanding that you adhere to their culture and to their dress, even when it comes to our military. No, they're not to conform to us. The Americans are supposed to conform to them, because if you don't, then it's hate. Then you know what? Let it be hate. But the difference is there's law in this country that the bad guy wants to equate to hate. And the reason he does that is because he doesn't want to be called out for his crimes against the law that he wants you to believe is hate.
That's exactly right. Workplace violence, I mean, I think it's a highly separate thing than a workplace violence. This is not like a grocery store, gas station, or office building. I mean, this is our military bases that we're talking about. My goodness.
Can you make it up?
No.
No, but let me say this, and I promise I'll give it to you, okay? What won't the American people tolerate? What won't the American people drink when it comes to Kool-Aid? What won't the American people allow when it comes to the atrocities that they have invited unto themselves? The Bible says that they draw the seed of violence nigh unto them. Why? Amos 6:3, read it when you get a moment. You draw the seed of violence nigh unto you. Why? Because you left off God's commands. It's just that simple. And you can I can take that and make it applicable in every country on the globe.
Yeah.
Every single one.
You know, we've got a job to do. It's interesting because people ask us the question all the time, well, what are we supposed to do? That question irritates me a little bit for a few different reasons. Number one is, listen, if you're hungry, nobody has to tell you where to go to find food. You will go to the cupboards. You'll go to the fridge. You'll search high and low because you've got a desire to eat that needs to be satisfied. Well, if you have a desire to serve the Lord and you love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you cannot help but be compelled to preach the truth. You cannot help but be compelled to fight out against the atrocities that we're seeing against the Constitution, against unborn children, against so many different things. You will be motivated to action. And there's so many things that we can be doing. But when people ask me that question, I want to just give you a couple quick things. Number one, support a ministry that's actually doing. We're out there doing. We're on the front lines. I was just thinking about this today. And, you know, there's a lot of ministries out there that play it safe. You know, they talk about the gospel, and that's great, but they totally steer away from any kind of political thing, standing for the Constitution. You know, I believe it was 25 of our founding forefathers had seminary degrees. These were Christian men who were involved in the foundation and forming of our government based on Christian biblical principles, which is why we have the longest standing Constitution in modern history. Why? Because they were established upon the rock. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and it's because these so-called Christians, who, by the way, are not true Christians.
No.
They stepped away and said, oh, we don't want to be involved in politics anymore. And then from the pulpits, they don't preach out against anything that they should. Then we wonder why our country is in the position that it is today.
Their inaction speaks loud and clear.
Exactly. And I want to say this ministry has been willing to step up to the plate and say the uncomfortable things. Some of you, when you listen to Bradley, you're uncomfortable. You're convicted. You're, boy, I don't really like hearing about everything going on in the world today. It is overwhelming. It sometimes reminds me of that good old hymn, you know, when sorrows like sea billows roll. It just seems like one thing after another keeps rolling over our heads. Well, as Christians, we need to stand up and fight. God has always given his believers victory to those that obeyed him and did as he commanded. Those that were fearful and unbelieving, he did not want to use them. He wanted to use those that believed and trusted in the Lord. So what can you do? First of all, support our ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. But on sonsoflibertyradio.com, on the landing page, you're going to find four different things. Number one is spread the word. Number two is book Bradley. Number three is donate securely. And number four is visit our store. Now, we're going to talk a little bit because we have an event coming up here at the end of the week here on Friday. I'll just give you that information real quick so you have it. For those of you who are in the Minnesota area of Brainerd, Minnesota.
We're home for a month.
Yes, we're actually in our home state doing an event here. We're going to be at the Oak Lawn Town Hall, which is located at 12404 State Highway 18 in Brainerd. Now, Bradley will be speaking at 7 p.m. Refreshments will also be served. So if you want to come a little bit early, get a little something to eat, be able to be involved in your own state. You know, I just put the newsletter out on Saturday. One thing I said, just imagine if everyone reading this newsletter would make a conscious decision to get involved in own communities and their own states, we would see a great change sweep throughout our entire nation.
We would win easy.
Yeah, it takes a few minutes to get up, call your senator. It takes a few minutes to go out and say, I'm going to pass out this gospel tract to this person, that person. It takes maybe an hour of your day to go out and protest an abortion clinic. Do something, but support our ministry. So if you're in the area, please go Oak Lawn, Town Hall in Brainerd, Minnesota.
Oak Lawn, 7 p.m.
This Friday, March 13th. And for those of you who want to support the ministry, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the Spread the Word button. That's where you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and support us on a monthly basis. We appreciate everyone that gives. It's nice when people are consistent on a monthly basis because that's a foundation that we have to be able to catapult from to reach as many people as possible and take care of the home front at the same time. Also, booking Bradley Dean, as Bradley mentioned, we're going to be in Brainerd here this Friday. For those of you, and I've dealt with a couple of people this past week who want to get Bradley out to your area, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747 or go online and check out the information.
We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ. William Booth.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.